Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black. And, there's this big thing about cannabis oil, hemp, all of these things going on for medicinal purposes. Dr. Cass Ingram joins us. He's written a book called The Cure is in the Cupboard, but he's also written this book, The Cannabis Cure, Perfect Wellness Through the Powers of Whole Food Raw Cannabis Extract. This book is phenomenal, phenomenal. But I think what we have to do first of all, good morning, Dr. Ingram.
Hey, good morning. Great to be back. How you doing?
Doing good, doing good.
That's
First
good.
Things first, let's talk about the difference between cannabis, hemp, marijuana. Everybody seems to connect all three of them together.
Yeah.
So let's break that up and
Well,
tell us
okay.
What
well, there's
is.
There's two species of cannabis. They're kind of cousins. One is marijuana, which has been raised to be hallucinogenic purposely. And although the original one was a little bit different, but it's been continuously bred to make high THC, and that's smoked and vaped to get a kind of like high or hallucinogenic reaction. I don't know, it grows in a pot. That's probably why they call it pot, right?
Right.
And then there's cannabis sativa. That's what we're talking about in the book. We talk about marijuana, too, because it has a lot of derogatory effects, especially addiction and long-term use and so on. Talk about alcohol, talk about tobacco. They're worse, in terms of causing fatality. But cannabis sativa is industrial hemp. I mean, that's the hemp that grows up. You don't put it in a pot. You put it in the ground. It grows up 8-10 feet. It's a powerful plant. It's what they use for fiber, for rope, for sails in the old days.
Exactly.
George Washington
was
grew
amazing.
It,
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that's a very powerful, sophisticated plant. It makes a great natural medicine. You'd have to smoke a joint the size of a telephone pole to get high, and even then you wouldn't
oh
get high.
Oh, my goodness.
Difference.
And you don't advise people to smoke marijuana. That is not good for them, correct?
Why should anybody smoke anything every day or every other day or once a week?
Yes,
I mean,
yes,
if you smoke an herb, you're going to get carbon monoxide from the herb. And everybody knows that if you're right by a wood stove, you can fall asleep because of the carbon monoxide, or if inefficient stoves in the old days, or that if you have smoke from a fire and you inhale it, it's toxic, right? That's just burning trees, right?
Right.
So what I want to make clear is that if somebody has a medical card and they don't have any other option and they're impoverished and all they can do is raise their own marijuana and smoke it for their pain, I think we should have an allowance for that, but we shouldn't encourage that because now we have the extract. The extract is superior, it's non-toxic, it's not addictive, and it's not from marijuana. Some people are extracting marijuana, but they're using solvents and heat, and that's just not any good overall. But what I found was that I tried some of those extracts, because, I'm writing the book and thinking about how to put the book together, and so I tried the CBD oil, the very popular ones that are on the market. Here's what happened. I felt like I was stoned.
Wow.
Now, you can't get addicted to these extracts. Forget that. But I couldn't move out of my chair, so I had somebody, give me a bottle of super strength oil of oregano, the P73 we've talked about before.
Yes.
I squirt that under the tongue. I pop out of my chair because I told them, I told my colleague, I can't get up. So I wanted to find out about CBD oil versus what I knew, which was that hemp was used as a medicine for 100 years during Victorian times. For 100 years, it was in the U.S. pharmacopoeia, and the doctors had it in every black bag, and nobody had such reactions. In fact, you gave it for fatigue, you gave it for exhaustion, you gave it for people who were, had a bad case of the nerves, and it worked. What were they doing? Well, turns out that they made a whole extract from the whole plant, or you can do it from the stalks or whatever, but they made a whole food extract and they didn't manipulate it, they didn't alter it,
it was pure.
Yeah, it's pure. It's in back then, of course, it was organic, no chemicals. And so I said to the Europeans who produce 99% of the hemp extract, They said, send me unaltered, raw, crude extract. Well, nobody ever wanted that before. We always heat it. We always, you know, soak it in ethanol, mm-hmm. or we use hexane, or we use butane, which is lighter fluid.
Right, right.
I said, forget that. And so they sent me this stuff. That's why I finished the book. It helped me so much with my fine intellectual tasks that I wrote the book in 90 days and published it.
My goodness.
I mean, this stuff, I'm telling you, Ms. Black, this stuff is sophisticated for improving your game intellectually. But it's unaltered, unheated. When they heat it, it messes it up.
So we're talking about cannabinoids, right?
Yep.
So do we produce that ourselves, or do we intake that? Or tell me about that.
We produce it from animal food. Mm-hmm. When we eat a steak, when we eat milk, when we eat eggs, we get arachidonic acid, mm-hmm. and the body aggressively converts those to cannabinoids. Mm. They're called the endocannabinoids. And then those feed the receptor sites. But nobody knew about it, you know, until about 1985.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're feeding those receptor sites, and they're inducing the neurons to make more neurons. But that's fascinating enough. More healthy cells in the brain are being produced when
that's
we consume cannabinoid. Plus, the receptor that receives it is different than the one that receives the pot medicine.
Mm-hmm.
The pot medicine, altered by heat and by manipulating, is receiving this THC. That causes the munchies, the nausea, the reactions. But with the industrial hemp, it's activating a whole nother group of receptors called CB2.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what we want. And now here's the interesting thing. People smoke pot because they get something out of it. Who's going to just go to all that effort unless there's something? So it's a feel-goody thing, you know?
Right.
They got problems, they got stress, they got issues. They get a feel-goody. It's a temporary thing. But why the feel-goody? It just so happens that anything that we love has cannabinoids. I mean, that we really love. So for instance, cinnamon and cloves are rich.
Mm-hmm.
But they're rich in the good ones. Hops, that's in beer, right?
Right.
Basil. What would pesto sauce be without basil?
Oh,
it's
no.
so rich in cannabinoids.
Okay.
How's a pizza without oregano or spaghetti? You can't have a spaghetti without oregano. Oregano's rich. Black pepper on a salad, chamomile tea, you know, carnations. We love the smell of, and the smell of pot. All of it comes from the same group of cannabinoids.
Mm.
So we're consuming them. And we're doing it because it gives us something. So all the book does is it refines all this down and teaches exactly where we can get cannabinoids in the diet.
Yes.
And the fact that actually hemp is the richest source and has the most diverse array of these substances. That's a start in the right direction. We're being educated about this, you see, instead of being in the fear mode or the prohibition mode.
You know? Yes. So, Dr. Ingram, you know, it's all over the website. I just clicked in cannabinoids. There are, you know, hundreds of sites out there already of people selling. How do we know what's the proper one and what's not?
Okay. I'll make it real simple. 80% of the internet items, you know, you hear this, I'm selling my, CBD oil. I'm selling mine. I'm making mine and my own. And it's very sophisticated. 80% of those are heat treated and solvent extracted.
Mm.
There's only one right now. This makes it easy. There's only one supplement that's non-solvent extracted, non-heat treated, completely crude, totally ideal. And that's what I took and continue to take and crave, you know, at least a couple times a week, and, 20 drops of it. It's so good, you don't need to even take it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hempanol.
Hempanol.
Makes it easy. Hempanol is supercritical crude extract of hemp stalks from organically grown hemp combined with wild oregano supercritical.
Mm-hmm.
It's a synergy. They potentize each other in a big, big way. Remember that story of how, because hemp does have a calming action,
mm-hmm.
how that particular extract I couldn't get out of my chair.
Right, right.
I take the oregano. That was the aha moment. Mm-hmm. I took the oregano and I popped out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, these should be put together. And so hempanol is a combination of those two, hempanol, regular strength, hempanol super strength, hempanol PM, which has the hops and the chamomile and cinnamon for wonderful for insomnia. Now, I'm going to tell you, I like this stuff. And I'm going to tell you how I benefited.
Mm-hmm.
Intellectually big. I published 2 books in 90 days, not one.
Wow.
The other one I'm bringing out a little later.
That's amazing.
It is totally amazing.
That's amazing.
And my ability to detail tasks in editing and publishing has improved. So that's good for the authors out in the crowd and so on. But the other thing, focus. I can focus better when I drive, when I do any kind of detail type thing. Now, here's another. Physical strength. I'm talking not so much energy, but physical strength with push-ups or training or walking, brisk walking or jogging. You're going to get it with this, because if you're affecting the nervous system, you're affecting every organ.
Exactly.
So on. Now, I don't have a lot of issues with health issues, but I have people who come to me with diseases, right? Well, how does it work? So this lady has anxiety. She's on SSRI drugs. She's off the drugs with this hempanol. This fellow, because very good for the nerves, right? This fellow with Lyme disease, he has tremor. He has the shake for 20 years. Shakes are gone in 3 days. Some people with bronchial conditions are taking the oregano, but they added in the hempanol, and they're coughing up the crud better.
And I'm getting
stories of people in pain. Anybody in pain,
yeah,
they have to add it to what they're doing and can cut back on their pain medication, you see.
But you go so far as schizophrenia, Parkinson's disease, MLS, of course, chronic pain syndromes. There's so much stuff in here. Sleep apnea. A lot of people suffer with sleep apnea.
Oh, yeah.
You talk about all of that.
First of all, this hempanol, this is extremely important for neurological conditions. Now, like you said, the hardcore stuff, Parkinson's, your tremor, your dementia.
Diabetes,
Your MS. But now we get into the more common things like insomnia and sleep apnea. Very important. And by the way, hempanol during the day and then hempanol PM
at night.
That will obliterate insomnia.
In fact,
you know what I'm going to do, because people are listening, going, how do I get this? I'm going to publish. I'm not sure where, but keep tuned to my website, cassingham.com. I'm going to publish some protocols of the use of hempanol. And now it's all in the book, of course.
Right.
But as a supplement to the book, I'm going to publish protocols of every possible use for this in human conditions.
It's amazing. It's in the book, though. It's in the book.
It's in the book.
You even offer a cannabinoid deficiency self-test so that... And most of us are deficient in this area, in some area.
Look at the animals. The animals are, you know what, they eat the cannabinoids. The cannabinoids are found in bark and in buds of fresh growth and in the tips of berry plants, like strawberry plants. And they're found in flowers. Does a deer avoid flowers? It eats them.
Yes.
So we're not getting them. And so we're deficient. People could take the test on the website. Those who want to purchase the book and take a pencil, take it in the book, and then you'll find out your degree of need for this. But if you're having if you're an insomnia hack, you're grossly deficient. If you have glaucoma, if you have tremor, if you have neurological, if you have stress burnout, you know, one of the biggest uses for hempanol is a burnout syndrome, stress, and can't handle stress and can't handle difficulties. Stress and strain in the family, and you blow up. One woman told me, she's got 5 kids, and she was a former pharmaceutical rep. Now the kids. She said she's in a loop, a neurological loop. She can't get out of it. So she said she went raving about the hempanol because she takes the super strength, and she's out of the loop now. She can focus on all her tasks.
All the responsibilities.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
Now, I want to tell you something else. I made this discovery, although it's published in Victorian times in the old pharmacopoeias. There can be no doubt about it. if you've got pain in the head, I don't care if you bumped it or if it's a headache or a migraine, this extract obliterates migraines.
Wow.
Finished. Toast. And that's a big thing. Nobody found the cure for migraines. But the combination. Now, in ancient Greece, oregano was used for migraines.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have a combination of oregano and cannabis or hemp.
Mm-hmm.
Finished. Mm-hmm. In Victorian times, it was used for headaches. We need to bring back the ancient medicine and also the scientific medicine from the 1800s and early 1900s before the drug cartel wiped it out. Wiped it out.
Wow.
They took away the cannabis. Nobody was smoking it in Victorian times. They were taking it as a drug.
Right.
How could you take it away? God gave it to us. Now it's coming back with a firestorm.
It is. It is. But negative, negative, negative instead of the positive.
I know.
Yeah.
And this is my biggest concern. I like the fact that people are getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
But we should scrutinize, just like any other supplement, make sure we get the best. So you know, if they're using solvents, which 8 out of 10, if you go to the internet and you buy randomly a CBD oil,
mm-hmm.
80% chance you've got solvent residues.
That's messed up.
Yeah, messed up. So I hate to do it this way, but if you stick with the crude extract, the hemp and all, you're
mm-hmm.
good to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
from a top company. And they're the only ones who bravely took the risk, you know, of putting a product on the shelf at the health food stores.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
In terms of that type of thing.
Okay. So where can we go to find it?
Well, I know that Savanda Natural and Nutrition Depot number 5 in your area carry it.
Mm-hmm.
So you could purvey their store, Savanda Natural Nutrition Depot number 5. Go to AmericanWildFoods.com, AmericanWildFoods.com. They're the hemp and all people. You can see it there.
Okay.
And but you can, and you know, the problem we face is that the drug cartel has a monopoly in its mind on hemp.
Mm-hmm.
They want to sell cannabis, but what they're doing is they're only selling one chemical that they make semi-synthetically. One out of 450.
Wow.
When you buy hemp and all, you get 450 natural substances,
mm-hmm.
the way the Creator made it. Who wouldn't believe that that's the best way? We didn't make the plant.
That's
all
right.
We're doing in pharmaceutical is synthesizing what we think is the most important thing. Well, how do you know if that's the most important thing? In fact, it isn't. The most important substance isn't CBD. It isn't. The most crucial is beta-carotene. Beta-carotene is the substance that gives cinnamon its smell, cloves, chamomile, carnations, hops. It's the odor. It's even the odor of pot. That's the most powerful substance. Well, you don't want just that. You want it all.
That's
know?
True.
All 450.
That's true. Get the book. I mean, it's an array of neurological, internal, all kinds of issues that you have, and you give the medical protocol for it.
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Look, it's about helping people.
Mm-hmm.
The book teaches you all the history, even about marijuana.
Exactly.
Teaches you about the danger. Teaches
mm-hmm.
you about the danger of K2, that synthetic marijuana. Teaches
yes.
you about the drugs, the fatalities that occurred from the drugs. But then I teach you about the Victorian times, the ancient use, the power of industrial hemp, the chemical compounds that are in there, and most importantly, what diseases do you use it for, and
exactly.
how much do you take? It's
mm-hmm.
in the book,
mm-hmm.
even the dosage. You know, so
it's in the book. Dr. Cass, Cass Ingram, Ingram.
The way you get the book is to go to the website right now.
CassIngram.com.
Mm-hmm.
CassIngram.com. It's called The Cannabis Cure, Perfect Wellness Through the Powers of Whole Food Raw Cannabis Extract. It is a phenomenal book. You need to go out and get it.
And you know what? I found it helpful for Lyme disease, too.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
I would recommend that, in addition to taking the oregano, the Oregamax, and so on, add in some hemp and all super strength if you're suffering from Lyme. Do it.
That's amazing.
Do it aggressively. It's extremely good for pain. Remember, it feeds the neurological system so that it can work better.
Mm-hmm.
What it does? It puts you in balance. Do you know anybody that has a balance deficiency?
Yes.
I think a few.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Dr. Cass Ingram, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure.